did. TSA. Okay.
Okay, that's right. That's what I was getting ready to pull out. Okay.
So, sophomore year is pretty easy because he has to take these, whether he wants to or not.
Okay.
I mean, and the only options he has is he can take advanced college prep English, and looks like he is sophomore algebra 2, which he's already in geometry now, so that's good.
Okay.
So he's ahead. Chemistry, which there's no options. And the only other one was AP. Now, AP, if he passes the test at the end, he gets college credit.
Yes, right? Yeah, they have to get a certain score.
Pay for it, but
you have to pay for it, and you have to get a certain score.
So basically,
like
he takes a class, and okay. It's a little more rigor.
Right.
Requires a little more. He can handle it.
Right, sure.
He looks like he's fluffing out of it, but
right.
He can handle it. If he's going to go to college, then he could do this.
Yeah.
And then as long as he gets a certain score on the final test, the EOC,
right.
Then he pays, it's like, what, half price of a full college credit kind of deal? Isn't that what it is? It's nominally
it's, cheaper. Yeah, it's cheaper.
And then
it's cheaper to take college classes.
And
sure.
Then he gets credit for it, and then he doesn't have to take it in college.
Right,
and
sure.
And it's UMTC sponsored, don't they?
Are you talking about AP?
Yeah.
AP is anywhere.
Oh, okay.
AP is anywhere. That's what's
okay.
Nice about
okay.
AP.
Sure.
Whereas, like, maybe
and,
other
and
schools
it's only,
that might not
it's growing a bunch more, too, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's... If it doesn't get offered now or accepted now, it
right.
Probably will by the time he's ready to go to college. It's three years away. So.
Yeah, AP
sure.
Is, that's a lot.
So, I mean, that's
yeah.
Kind of, I know he's fluffing out of it and doesn't want to take it, but if he's going to go to college, might as
right.
Well do it now and be done with it.
Right.
And then he has to take health.
Okay.
And then I can't read that.
I didn't
so
even
he,
ask you
so
about,
we should,
sure.
Oh, no, go ahead. No, go ahead.
Can I ask you, are you scheduled to meet with Ms. Roush there? Because she thought she was just going with
him. Yeah, they went to the wrong place.
Okay.
And
so you just run a little bit behind
yeah,
you?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
So he should take this.
I think it's the first copy. The second copy, I filled out with my mom, and I took all the AP classes.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then we need to be on this, is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You're not. So let me change
that. So any AP that we can take?
1207, 1208. Oops.
Okay, so that'll get him in for that.
Okay.
So then he's required for health. Let's see if I can read that, because I can't read that copy. Intro to ceramics, which is good because that gets him one of his fine arts.
Okay.
So that's a good idea. Might as well knock it out of the way. POE, which is with me.
Right.
And that's good because it's the next project lead the way, and that's the only one he can take sophomore year.
Okay.
French 2, which I'm assuming he's in French 1 now.
Yeah.
And then PE, which is great. Now, here's the thing he needs to choose. Here's the thing you need to choose. Do you want to do 2 semesters in a row of PE and just be done with it? Is that what your hopes are there? Does that make sense? Because you can only take this one semester.
Now this is my only one.
So if you take it both, you still need a PE credit. So it's not that you can't do it this way. It's just I don't want you to know what you're getting into
yeah.
Before you
yeah.
Sign up for PE both semesters next year. So if that's what you want, then we'll leave it.
Yeah.
Right.
And then you're done with it, and you don't have to do PE again. Yeah, that's just making sure. So then ceramics, POE, French 2, and PE. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9... 13, 14, 15, 16. Okay, that's everything.
Okay. And then, so he's set for next year. That's,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then we'll go through junior year after
okay.
He reevaluates on
okay.
What he wants to do. Junior year, again, is pretty locked down. I mean, he doesn't have a ton of choices.
Okay.
The only ones that he'll have will be, like, DE. And then my opinion of it is don't do these. Take CSE with me.
CSE?
Because CSE is computer science engineering, which is way more in depth than these.
Okay.
And it's part of Project Lead the Way.
So you want to move that right
oh,
there,
okay.
Right?
Well, I mean, that's up to you. This is
just,
this is going to be like going to kindergarten if you come to this. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Like, this is super basic elementary, web-based everything.
Right.
This is literally writing code and building a server. So it's not that you can't do it this way. I just didn't realize it was down here. So, I mean, that's something to think about for next year.
So that
kind of scrambling to find choices.
Yeah, well, and that's and if that's what you have to do, then I would do it this way, too, because then this will be, then you'll have a little bit of an idea when you get here.
So by that time, he'll understand what VPN is, and he won't download the app.
Correct.
I don't know. I can't believe he
I
did
even
that.
Get it.
I work in IT.
When I got the email, and I was like, oh, my God, really?
I
was like,
IT.
Over 100. I was like, oh.
That whole time that we had all the snow, I told him over and over. I explained to him because I had a Cisco client, and I'm the webmaster in Grandview. I said, I got a VPN in, and I got to get these messages, and I got to record them, and I got to update the web, and I kept saying VPN. He was like, what is that? I said, it's a virtual private network. I basically turned my workstation into my workstation at work.
Right.
Figured he would have known that. If anybody would have brought it, I said, you need to understand, if someone says VPN, proxy, or anything related to a firewall, stay away.
Get away from it.
That's it. Don't even entertain
yeah.
The option.
Don't
you're
even
going
talk
down.
To him.
That's right. You're going down.
I'm here.
Hi, Tierney.
And he does anyways.
Yeah. It's just like you can't do it. You just got to stay away. So anyway, lesson learned, hopefully.
Yeah. So then you probably know what this is. So it's a pilot class. And it's probably better he doesn't take it till junior year at least anyways.
Yeah.
Because next year we're a pilot, so we're one of 50 schools in the nation. Cool. And it's going to be a learning event.
Yeah.
And, you know, so, like, the first semester we do, like, Scratch, if you're to Scratch or Python.
Yeah.
So they're free. They're freeware. That's why they're doing it.
Sure.
So Scratch and Python, so they learn Simple C.
Okay.
And then the second quarter is JavaScript. They have to build an entire server. Like, we have a whole server.
Yeah.
One of the old servers the school had is going to bring it over and let us run everything off of it.
Nice.
So they have to get either a group, a company, somebody to let them build them a website and operate it.
Yeah.
And then the third quarter is data mining.
Yeah.
And then the fourth quarter, they have to build an app and put it in market on an Android
platform. Really? How are they going to build the app? Are they going to have to, like, do
MIT has an app, Android app building deal that they have.
I gotcha.
And I played with it a little bit, and it's super elementary.
So is it...
But it's enough that they can get lost and still function.
Okay. So is it something where they construct it through RSS feeds, or...?
As far as I know.
Yeah.
And again, we're still building curriculum. Like, I haven't even seen a single thing curriculum-wise. It's just been... A bunch of teachers know way more than me talking about it.
Yeah.
I said it'd be awesome to do, and they signed me up for it, and they were like, I mean, I haven't done code in 12 years since college.
Yeah.
And they were like, well, you're in. And I was like, oh, great. This should be fun.
Yeah.
So.
Well, thank God for YouTube and other things you can do.
Right. I've taught myself so much in the last 2 months trying to figure out so I don't look like a ding-dong going there and have no idea what they're talking about.
Well, we're thinking about getting one in our district, and a lot of it's based on content management that you're already doing for your website.
Oh, okay.
So you put news items up, and they go away after a certain amount of time.
Oh, okay.
And all of that feeds in through an RSS feed that you cache to certain levels of your website. So it's basically a matter of putting your logo, establishing Facebook, Twitter, Google+, whatever you want to do social-wise,
and then
it just gets pumped in.
That's awesome.
Know? Yeah, so, I mean, that's the theory. But anyways, and then... What was the club again?
That's TSA.
TSA. Okay. And then what's that all about?
Okay, so it's the student version or student club for engineering classes.
Okay.
So like CAD drawings and AutoCAD drawings and CO2 and engineering design and debate and engineering and engineering essays. Basically everything we do and all the Project Lead the Way stuff is funneled into a student organization.
I gotcha.
And then we also have Vex Robotics, which I have the video up. I can show you what it kind of is. It's like, remember Erector sets?
Yeah.
It's like an Erector set on steroids.
Mr. Arnold?
Yeah.
What's the average price for one of those?
For one of what? These airs? This one I think is like $1,300 or something like that.
$1,300 miles. That's a lot of money. That's why you can't bounce.
So like, it's basically an Erector set on steroids.
I gotcha.
Is that the Japanese one?
So there, it runs the EZC is the name of the program.
Yeah.
And it's an icon based. I mean, it's super simple to learn.
Yeah.
And then they have, like, line trackers, bump switches, limit switches.
Very cool.
Potentiometers.
Very cool.
Things like that they can wire into and tap off of. And then they've even got pneumatics on some of them, and we're going to add them next year.
That's
nice. So we have three of those that we do.
Very cool.
And I don't think he was... I think whenever I talked about everything, I showed a video, and I think most of them kind of were like, oh, this is dumb, I don't want to watch a video. And then after we started building them, they were all like, this is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. That's why I told you.
That's right.
So, but we go to that. We just got back from Nationals Saturday. So.
Oh, really? Cool.
So, but that's part of it. And it's kind of hard to explain. Almost. There's like two wings. There's Vex, which is all the robot, and then there's TSA, which is engineering stuff.
Yeah.
But Vex is also in TSA.
Okay.
So, like, they're two entities, but they're also merged at some point.
Yeah.
And so, like, we'll go to state in April for TSA, and it can qualify for Nationals in Orlando, which we'll go to. Last year we went to Tennessee.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's a big, huge... It's not as big in the state as it is nationwide, just because it's just now started in the state, because Project Lead the Way is forcing it in.
Right.
And that's how we got it. In order to get our grant for Project Lead the Way, we had to start a TSA. So.
Okay, cool. So that'll start next year, and he can get involved with it.
Well, it's going now, but I mean, he can start next year. It's not a problem.
Okay. Okay.
Totally lost what I was going to say. Anything else you want to ask? Do you know where my room will be?
No.
You know where, like, the little rock garden thing is up front, says BHS? Like, by the front door? There's that building up the hill.
Okay.
Where, like, woods and metals and stuff is. I don't know if you knew that or not, but the building up the hill is 701. That's my room. So okay. Academic Focus will be in there. POE will be in there. You're not taking draft or anything, so that's not a big deal. So that'll be the two things you'd be in there. Well, you have it in other alternatives.
So are they going to have the school done by next year?
It depends. It depends on how well the rest of the year goes. Apparently, if everything goes smoothly and they're done by, I think the cutoff's like November 1st.
Yeah.
Then we'll move at Christmas break. We'll move.
Gotcha.
If the school's not done by November 1st, then they'll leave it empty for 2 months or whatever's
right.
left over, and then we'll move starting the next year.
Yeah, that's going to be a lot of a break.
I kind of hope that it's not done.
Yeah, that's going to be...
I'm not interested in moving. I mean, my room alone is 30 computers and wiring, and
that's
I don't want to spend my Christmas up here rewiring computers to make it work. I'm not interested.
Well, I know even from our IT department, that just already sounds like...
Oh, I can't even... Like, those guys, already their heads are already spinning from this
yeah.
iPad thing, so...
Oh, I'm sure it is.
You can only imagine.
Well, we're taking notes. Our IT director was up here last week talking, and I've been kind of keeping an eye on what's going on.
It's a nightmare.
Oh, I'm sure it is, and, you know, even
it should
with
have never
teachers,
been given a semester. And it would have been completely different.
You got to wait for certain things at the beginning of the year. You got
to
let it kind of incubate.
You have to hammer them from the gate
yeah.
and not go, here, don't download anything and don't do anything you shouldn't do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because you're good kids and I know you won't do that.
Yeah, right.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. So,
okay. Well, I'll change that.
Okay.
So then all I need is an initial next to there and then a signature here. And that's just showing that you saw it and you're okay with the
so basically
classes
the,
he's taken.
The change.
So I'm
going
to change
AP.
Him into AP history
okay.
instead of regular history.
Okay.
Didn't have that. Sorry.
Perfect.
And then sign that.
Today's the 12th?
13th. Yesterday was the 12th. Quick. I think I was like, oh, crud, I don't remember now.
And? I think it is.
It's all
13th.
Blur.
I'll tell you what. It's crazy. Life moves pretty fast. Do we keep a copy
yep,
of this?
You keep those. Those
okay.
are yours. And then, other than that, if there's questions, problems, issues.
Sure.
You guys know how to go.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll let
so.
You know. Yeah, we were at that door. I tried to pick him up from soccer practice a while back, and I was at that door forever. So I finally just went up to the door and went ding, ding. Finally got a guy that came up there, and I was like, I'm looking for Adam Arnold. And he's like, no, there's no one in here. So we went back to your door. We went to he knew where your door was and went to the back, and we knocked, and I looked and didn't see anything. So thankfully you called because we would have just, but I, in my gut, I thought it has to be somewhere else.
Yeah.
And then
surely he wouldn't set up and then not be here.
Well, yeah, you know, and I know things happen, but I try to call the central office and they close at 4:00. And I know just working in business when school's out, the office is
gone.
They're not sending anything.
It was good meeting
you. Nice to see you.
Let me know what I can do.
Okay.
Thank
you.
Have a good night.
You too. All right, you ready? Where's the basketball play? You want to see it? Steps. What? Well, they play up here too. And we'll look downstairs and see what's going on. Uh oh. Yep, let's do it.